great grandmother lived from 1870 to 1969 to a man on the moon, and I always thought, you know, that was, that almost century was probably the greatest change, from no electricity and no running water to man on the moon.
Now, I know here, this house, my father wired the house. And it's what they call open wiring. And I don't know if you know what open wiring means, but that's why they use a single wire. And if they run the wires, they run them, and there was porcelains, little porcelains about like this in here, and then there was little grooves in here, little groove, and you put the wire here, and then put the wire here. Actually, that's the safest wiring today. Is considered the safest wiring. And then when he went through a beam, if it was an 8-inch beam, they had porcelains, which was a tube. It was a knob on one end, and there was a hole, of course, and you put the wire and string the wire to it. So that wire went through the porcelain. It didn't go through the wood. And then sometimes if it went down through the partitions, they'd put in, put it through another kind of tube, which is about that big, and which was a very heavy insulation. Actually, that's the safest wiring today. Because you see, today your wires are right up tight and they're in plastic. Because years ago they used to have this BX cable. And they used to wire the barns. Well, a lot of barns burned because of the BX cable, because the BX cable being in the barn with the moisture would rust and deteriorate the insulation. And then you'd get a short and then get sparks. So they've done away with that. And now, of course, everything now is plastic, which probably is about as safe as they can get it. And this, you know, separate the wires.
What about water to this house?
Spring.
And did he put in the piping to the house, or?
My father did the plumbing here years ago, putting in the bathrooms and things like that. But first, of course, when he first came in here, he used to come into a tub. Years and years ago, all the water used to run what they call through pump log. Probably you've heard that. And that was very interesting to know how they made those pump logs. And of course what they did, they made a rack, and the pump logs would be anywhere from probably 6 to 8 feet long, and they'd have the long auger. I've always wondered how in hell they ever put bored the hole from one end to then have it come out in the center of the other.
It's amazing. I've watched a guy called Orrin Dunn used to do that, he'd go right through.
Yeah, and then after that, Father put in lead pipe. In fact, I had a fella come here one day, well, he was a flatlander, come in here one day, and he says, "How do you get your water?" I says, "Up here in the woods, in the spring." "Well, what's it come through?" I said, "Lead pipe." God, he looked at me, he says, "Look it." He says, "You must have a lot of lead in your system." Well, I says, "I don't know, maybe so." But I says, "I'll tell you." I said, "My mother lived to 91, my father lived to 78, and I said, they didn't die of lead poisoning." And well, he says, "You must have a lot of lead." I says, "Look it." I said, "Well, water run through the lead. After a while, the water puts a coating inside that lead." And I said, "You don't pick up any lead." And, but that's the way everybody had those days, was lead poisoning. And I never heard of anybody dying with lead poisoning. The only time I've ever heard of anybody dying with lead poisoning was back in 1847, when they did an expedition up to the North Pole. I think it was England, and they put their food in lead containers, And probably you've read just recently, they went up there to dig up one of the bodies. But anyway, that whole crew died of lead poisoning. And they dug up, well, this person's body, they knew where he was. And evidently, he's of course, he was frozen. And his body was,
yeah,
was very good.
That.
And they took samples, and they found it was a lot, he had a lot of lead in the system. And it was just due to the fact that the food fermented in that lead. And, of course, then that's how they got lead poisoning. But now you take another thing on this business of asbestos. I think what they've done actually was crazy to take it out of the schools. There's nothing wrong with asbestos if it's not disturbed. To me, all right, some of these towns have had to lay out thousands of dollars to remove it. I think it's worse than if it would be if they left it alone. I think if they'd gone in and just painted it with some material to keep it, you know, from disintegrating in the air, I don't think there'd have been anything, any trouble. I fooled around with lead, asbestos a lot. Never thought of anything about it. Really. In fact, when I took my old friends out, it was all asbestos wrapping. I just took it down. I don't know, maybe it affected me, but I don't think it has too much.